listen, check this, check this out. Check this out. Check this out. The hope of glory is better than glory. If you can give him 5 minutes of fame, if you can give him a YouTube, do you realize what people do for a YouTube channel with 10 million views? What would you do, Bob? What would you do? What would that, answer your question?
I have that.
Well, I know, but
and I'm not
that
leaving
answer
home.
Your questions.
I'm not, I don't do anything. I don't leave home.
Yeah, we had, right? We had your view. We wouldn't leave home either, Bob. It's all you can do.
Yeah. So that's theater run by the tech body, this nebulous vacuum absorbing world within world that Bob runs, with a little help from you guys. And,
yeah, a little marginal. We're just marginally involved, Bob. We're not real serious about it. We're just
right.
Marginally
involved. So the guy in the shirt, white socks and shirt, who shot the prayer hat, they've caught him, and they have a picture of him. Was he? Where did he come from? Is he a terrorist? Is he just addled by the tech body?
He's from the Willamette. He's from the Willamette Valley. Willamette Valley.
Near Scott. Scott's got to watch out for those people.
Far. He's
right.
He's killed more women than most people have ever had, so don't worry about it.
I know, but the point is this guy, who is he killing for?
Not a fan, it's a grinder, Bob. It's a grinder.
I didn't say fan. Oh, you mean Scott's thing. Yeah, the grinder.
Yeah. And Callan makes nut pate, and he's making people pate. He eats all the time.
All right, listen. So this guy they caught, is he from jail? Did he get released? Is he a psychopath from prison?
He's got a record, but he wasn't presently in jail.
Right, but he's got a record. So these guys are profiled by the tech body. They're a nice psychopath that the tech body can use for the theater, correct? Will this guy be executed for murdering the
It's fucking in Oregon. They don't kill. They don't kill a fucking roach. They don't kill a cockroach in port. Yeah, no, he ain't gonna be killed. He's probably president or some bullshit or some be ahead of something important. Yeah, they're probably making
now,
in charge of some BLM bullshit.
Now the mayor. Yeah, the mayor of. Is the BLM Management Administration making millions from the donations it's doing it for their own
purpose? Nah, there ain't none. There's no such thing as BLM. There's no such thing. Who's in head of it?
Okay.
Who's in charge of it? Who falls for it? And check this out. The mayor supports the motherfuckers to get the attention to stir up this thing so this could be Donald Trump's problem. And now those same people are trying to burn the building down the motherfucker lives in. They keep turning on these people that helped them, that gave them an ass pass to let them get by with dirt for free. And guess what? Now they're turning on them. So the zeitgeist is eating itself. Oh, wait. Isn't that what LaRouche said? It'll eat itself to death.
Yep. So did McLuhan. So did Zappa. So did William Henry Thompson and Croker and Krishna Murthy and Cosby Awareness and Dave Meltzer.
And so Trump isn't doing nothing other than stepping back and saying, we'll have to see how it goes. Just let us know. We'll help you. Kenosha had trouble.
Yeah.
Called us. Kenosha called us and we did 35 minutes. 35 minutes. Trouble's over. No more trouble. No more problem. They're knocking down nigger statues. All the black statues. Knocking down the nigger statues. Knocking them over. And I said, okay, you want to knock down statues? You're going to get 10 years of federal time. And all of a sudden, ain't been another statue fall. They changed their mind. They decided it's not a good idea to knock down the black statues.
Talked about that last time. We got that. Yeah, black statues matter. Tucker Carlson. He's yelling at Trump to do something. You're saying that Trump is waiting for the right timing for when he responds.
Trump's watching them burn themselves to death. Because if he does it, he is the inciter. If they do it, they're consumed by their own, it's spontaneous combustion. He's prompting spontaneous combustion.
Okay.
What happened to John Podesta? Where's his baby movers? Where's his baby saving or shaving grace or shaking bake whatever he does with the burning of the babies or sucking the baby.
Yeah, well, what happened
birthing,
to him?
Birthing. Where is he? What happened? Why is he being mentioned right now? You'll see in just a minute. He's coming on back. He's moving on up to the east side, Bob. John Perdition.
Does he know he's in trouble?
Oh, yeah. He don't care.
Okay.
He's like John Wayne Gacy. He's just doing it for the thrill. He don't care. Kill me, love me, hate me, I gotta do what I do. It's like the Marquis de Sade. I'm just trying to get off. I don't care. Do what you do. Kill me. As long as I can get off, I'm
okay.
Good. Kill me.
Okay, I got that. So, the mayor of Portland, is he humiliated, embarrassed, pissed off that his apartment got burnt down or they attempted to burn it?
But it didn't get, no, he's moving and that's the most reassuring thing that's happened to his neighbors is that the mayor is moving out of their building.
Yeah, but is he humiliated by this?
Well, of course, because he's the one that pumped these motherfuckers up and gave them the ability to do it. Otherwise, the police would have squashed them. They'd have shot them, everyone in the face. He said,
right.
Have a nice day.
Okay.
He resisted arrest. Yeah. Kidding.
Okay, final topic.
Uh-oh, did you go over today by your time?
A little bit, yeah. That's why I want to end soon.
Oh, a little bit.
So,
Little bit, maybe.
So they don't have the bourgeois morals of the West, the Chinese people.
Well, the West doesn't have the bourgeois morals of the West anymore, Bob. They'll fuck anything anymore. While their
That's
fucking
right.
husbands watch. While their husbands and their people watch. Just, hey, that's what happened to Jerry Falwell.
Yeah, so they were just average
Very
couples.
Nice.
All kinds of people do that kind of stuff, right?
Apparently, if they can get anything to get them off, Bob, they're kind of bored, so they get the pool boy. If you're going to find somebody to fuck your wife, wouldn't you go more further than the pool boy? At least get somebody with some kind of resume that you could hold it against them or something.
Yeah.
How'd it go? If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
Why didn't he move to higher standards or profitability?
Well, he's an asshole. He's stupid. He thought he owned the pool boy. What's the pool boy gonna do? He's just a dick. So do you dicking. I wanna watch you dick her. Right, like, come in here, we'll dick her. You hold her and I'll dick her. So,
so he's resigned. He's gone now, isn't he? He lost.
Well, he died. No, wait. He resigned and he comes back and he's gonna quit and he don't know. And it was just a penis, and it wasn't his penis, so it might be okay, and she was a whore, but Mary was a whore. She'd sleep with anything. That's how she was a virgin, the virgin mother. She got pregnant with it as a virgin. So if that's not promiscuity, we don't know. You know, she's an angel. He was an angel. It was an angel of the Lord coming and bedded my wife. That's what it was. It's Umberto. Umberto, he jumped ship and he's going to fuck my wife so I could watch. And an angel of the Lord came down. And there it goes. See, and it's like we moved from Sodom and Gomorrah. Then after about 30 seconds, nobody from Liberty University, Jerry Fartwell's place. Nobody's going to care in about 30 seconds from Lynchburg, fucking Virginia.
So he'll still be a power behind the scenes then?
What power did he have now?
Well, he had 10 million followers or something.
College ain't doing nothing, Bob. He was ahead of the university.
Oh, all right.
University.
He's going down.
So.
He's going down with the
Nobody
university.
Cares.
Okay, I get that. So is his wife humiliated and going to leave him?
She just wanted to get fucked and she still wants to get fucked. She don't care. She's like, I ain't getting what I want. It don't matter what you think of me. What did you think of me before? I married a Jerry Fartwell's son. Okay, that's my miscalculation, not yours.
No, was she a nymphomaniac? That kind of person.
Nah, it's not like that. It's just like engagement. See, women aren't quite like that. They never get enough. They do and they don't. If you do it right, they become comfortable, meaning they're happy. Released and happy. But if you don't ever complete it, then there's like race to chase to get to something more and more and more. It's like chasing the dragon, like with meth. You know, you hit it the first time and then you spend the rest of your life hitting it, trying to get that high as you got high that very
yeah.
first time.
Right.
Like that. Chasing the dragon is what Dave Worcester would call it, but he Well, he never caught it either, so c'est la guerre. But the point becomes a point. And it's a point of twist. But it doesn't matter because, you know, it plays out sooner or later either way, you know. Because either that or they shoot get so ugly, nobody will fuck her, and then nobody should have to go to your granny channel and do it yourself.
Well, that was a mouthful. Just reviewing the final remarks. Nobody's talking, asking me questions. Okay.
All participants are now unmuted.
To talk to Ion.
Full of what? A mouthful of what?
No comment.
Uh-oh.
I'm not judging.
Oh, we know how that works. We know how that works. We do judge.
There's someone down here making noise. You want to talk to Ion?
Oh, put him on. Put him on. Put him on, noisemaker.
Anonymous. Blocked.
Prudence.
Oh, hello.
Oh, it's Evan.
Hello.
How you doing, Evan?
Great. Hey. Hi, Ion.
How you doing? You doing all right?
Oh, my goodness. It is hot out here.
What are you talking about? You ain't seen nothing yet.
It has got a little turned up. Yes. I had some questions that I didn't know if I was going to get on, and all of a sudden, pop quiz. How absolutely fortunate and lovely.
Did you listen to what we just played?
You got lucky.
Yeah.
Did you hear it all?
I came in, I think I came in the midst of it, you know, maybe around 20 minutes ago.
Oh, no, you missed an hour and a half, 20 minutes of it, an hour and 20 minutes, an hour and 45 minutes.
And that's
a long one.
Stuff. And you should have heard, Bob hears that all the time, Evan, all the time, Bob hears that, he hears that all the time.
Here's what?
The it's a long one.
Oh, no, I don't. What do you mean? That was the longest one we played almost. I think there was a 2-hour one.
Guess what? Yeah.
So you missed all the ET stuff. You missed all the important stories, Evan. If you don't listen to my private session, you'll get out of date.
Did you hear we made Greg Duffelbag describe felching and give a blow-by-blow of snowballing tonight on the show? It was live. It was amazing.
Evan was so perky.
And that was a moment.
It's Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
Evan,
no, she's making speeches. She's making political speeches.
Yeah, she's out there anti-Trumping, pro-Green Party.
D-Trump. D-Trump? D-Trump, Trump? Is that the way it goes?
Defund Biden.
You know what, Ion? You've Owen and Bob has always said that he is going to make his numbers go so negative so he can get over, and so certainly the hits keep on coming, and the deflections, misdirections, but also like you're saying, the mess on the left, and and so really, finally, I've sat back to see what you guys, Bob, what you're up to, without thinking about what I'd like to see what it is now.
Well,
and,
you want to see a world, what you want to see is you want to see a world where there's true equality, where everybody gets to have a say, where everybody gets to be included or be inclusive regardless of their modality. And we appreciate that. And this may be our fault, darling. We better take some responsibility because, well, we don't have to. We might. Well, we could, maybe. We don't know. We got
to
see.
Here's where it gets fun.
When the left gets so far left that it pushes you right, that's pretty bad, darling, just so you know. That's pretty bad. You've never been called a centrist, darling. You've never been called a centrist. But,
You know what? Ion, then that should be applauded because you're asking for people to be gods. And so if that is to have a frictionless of fluidity where you're centered but not attached to your identity,
then yes, I'm
at an extreme because your standing is not centrist. And so
correct.
I think that
that's the big picture, but you're trying to make it equal so that from a right position or from a everywhere the law says the condition provides for the whole big picture says that all there not only are you created equal that you should be equal. And we're saying if you ascend and become a god, you don't have to be equal, you can be God.
Yes. Additional qualifying point on that is that there are those that push against, that there are those that look outwardly rather than inwardly to perfect themselves. There are saboteurs, there are murderers, there are these schmoes,
sure,
that their script is to get into the path of another ascending God and hold them back, damage themselves, you know? And so,
the only way you can be right is they have to be wrong. Or the only way you can, and this is on the other side of it, is that the only way that I can be rich is that you have to have less than I, or you have to be poor. See, so, you know, it kind of keeps it back to the get back in the field condition, which is the whole rub. And sometimes the condition gets so proffered, or that it's such a now it's turning into the hypocrite race to enjoying 16 more years of Donald J. Trump, because everything they say is not even what they do, a la blowout gate, or a funny thing happened on the way to the beauty parlor with Nasty Pelosi.
What is the ideal toss salad between what between
damn,
what the spectrum?
Toss salad, you did it. You did it, darling. You beat us. You beat us. We did felching and snowballing, but we didn't do salad tossing. We could have made it. Greg, next week, salad tossing's on the list. We're gonna do that one too. That'd be great. That's good.
Well, yeah, that would be, wow, perpetual goodness for all the ingredients that you would throw into that stuff that we'd never even thought of.
Lord have mercy. Gosh, Bob, listen to her. She's looking something nasty and profane. She's making it sound soothing and sociably engageable. It's nice.
who released the video of the salon of Nancy? How did they get out?
The owner put it out there.
Why?
Because they rent chairs. The individual stylist rents a chair from this woman who owns the beauty parlor. She's got two little girls, and she's found out to die on the vine because the rules of the rules of the rules are the rules, and you're gonna follow goddamn rules.
Why did she release it?
What?
Why did she want to expose?
She said, if you would listen to the news, she got on the TV when Donald J. Trump wants her to become the Speaker of the House of Representatives. She said, I got tired of trying to feed my two little girls. I got tired of being put in a condition response where I am doomed to wait on the government to hand me some money so that I have the ability to feed my family because of a government that closed me down, and I got tired of someone, Nasty Pelosi specifically, to take over my shop and run and have no regard and do and have no condition and have any goddamn thing she wants at my expense. While I'm going hungry, she's coming in for a blowout. Yeah, she got sick of it.
So she had and released it. Did she admit she released it?
Yeah. Told everybody and told them why. Just what we just told you, because she had two little girls. She was trying to run her own little family. She's trying to survive.
Yeah, like she, if she had organized it, if she did it herself, she wouldn't have released it. But some other person did it, so she felt
The people who rented their own business in her house.
Yeah, I got that.
They called. Well, then what are you asking for?
I'm just clarifying your babble. So she released it, but she was not involved with the setup.
No. No, she didn't. No, she would, because it's against, it broke the rule, and her point was that she could be shut down and lose her business because Nasty Pelosi decided that the rules didn't apply to her. Drug her.
Yeah,
into
that's
her
a good
shit.
Point.
She's like, I
so,
got the
so
proof
that,
of it. So
that someone else could have exposed the owner. Shut up, Ian. Listen. Someone else could have exposed it. Shut up. Someone else could have exposed the owner, and then she would have been guilty of having her in there, and then she'd have to explain it. That's your point.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so she was justified in releasing it. So
Don't know that. Nasty says, oh, no, it's not justifiable. It was a setup. You were so set up. It's kind of like, okay, every time you do something wrong, you get caught at it. It's a setup. Oh, okay, no problem. That's fine.
Well, so does Trump says that, too.
They could have set her up. She could have conspired with a self-style. No, the self-stylist wouldn't want to be involved and get in trouble doing that. So the stylist,
he should be interviewed.
Why did the stylist do this? Who's he?
It's one of, it's just these people that, a lot of people, okay, if he was that thick to be able to pull all this off, why didn't he get into his car and go to Nasty Pelosi's $8.5 million house and blow the bitch out himself? There you go. It saved money, saved trouble, same problem, and nobody would have cared. And that's not against the law.
So he may have set her up. He may have set her up.
Nah, he thought he was getting away with something. He forgot that it was always recording. But she put that recording thing in 5 years ago to catch them, doing nefarious things.
Okay, back to you, Evan. What do you want to talk about, Evan?
Hey, Nancy. Her hair didn't even look that great after all of that.
Oh, well, they did that on purpose. They messed it up to make it so she wouldn't look that it would be perfect. That it would be. They messed it up on purpose. Because most of the time she wears a weave. Most of the time she wears a weave, you can see the line where they attach her face. It keeps falling off. You know where the bondo, they're filling it at the top? You can see where the weave attaches. Most of the time it's not even her hair. You know, it always just gets fuller and then gets thicker and then it gets thinner and then it gets different colored and all kind of stuff.
What are you pointing out, Evan, that she had no hair?
Oh, no, she had lots of it. I mean, after you usually walk out of a hairdresser, you look kind of like point on, and she looked quite disheveled, like the hair just did not come out. It was a bad hair day when it showed her, even after having this woman violate,
you mean when she was interviewed? When she was interviewed, or had her press conference?
It was just like a photo of Nancy Pelosi with her new hair, and it just, you know, I was just pointing out that.
Did we see Nancy after she came out before the press conference?
Well, that was the press conference that she's talking about. She got her hair done, and she looked all disheveled, like she went to sleep on it. and got up.
It was in the breeze.
It was not even
calm. In the wind.
Yeah, but it was
something got
she
it.
She stood in hailstorm. She stood in hurricanes, Bob, and her hair don't move. Yeah, no, it's
okay.
Always perfect picture, perfect.
All right. So what do you make of that, that her hair didn't work, Eben?
Well, it's kind of the karma of it, you know? You know, it's instant backslap.
You're pointing out how you've never seen her have messy hair.
Yeah, but she did that on purpose she did that on purpose. So that she could say, well, fine, I'll have to live like the little people and go out with ugly hair. I'll have to do like everybody else. You don't understand. I'm the speaker. I'm the next president of the United States of America, and I got to get my hair done. I got to get my hair done. It's like Mayor Strangelove, in Chicago. Or Love Job, or Joe Love, or Lodi Joe.
Light Love.
Some name. Light Love. Miss Light Love. Light Love, yeah. But anyhow, she's like, I got to go to the beauty parlor because I'm somebody important. Now, when they got to start telling you that they're important, that's the first sign it's going off the rails. When they got to tell you how important they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When Evan called me up and said, my life mattered, I knew Evan was doomed. Started claiming that her life mattered, for fuck's sake. Off the rails.
Who said that?
Off the rails.
Never said that.
And then you saw the thing. It's like all lives splatter. We don't care about your business. Get out of the middle of the road. So get out of the middle of the road because all lives splatter.
What did you guys make of Candace Owens not speaking at the RNC?
Oh, she got pregnant.
Statement. He got knocked. He was busy getting knocked up.
She's pregnant. Did you see that, Evan?
I said, why didn't
baby.
She speak at the RNC? They didn't
she was pregnant. She had morning sickness.
There were 4 days.
Yeah, well, it was a bad run of
sickness.
Like she would have.
She doesn't have magnesium. She doesn't know anything about health.
Okay, you guys are making excuses. Anyway, I thought that was amazing.
No. Wait.
I'm waiting.
Let's start over again. What did you come on saying that led Ion to say that you're going right wing? What did you say about us? You said you did some thinking, and then you realized we were stupid or right or something.
No,
what was that?
We're okay.
I'm asking her,
okay,
Ion.
You're not.
Fucking Ion. He wouldn't talk to anybody for 2 hours. Now he's just fucking yakking
okay,
all the
time. Okay, we can go back to that if that's what you like.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just be quiet. Try to be quiet. So, Evan, what did you say about us? What did you realize about us, or you were just asking us a question?
Yeah, it was just an entry babble in coming into the conversation, because I think we got into, you know, left, right, Trump, whatever is going on, and, I am in that understanding of seeing what actually is going on versus thinking of what I'd like to see. And that's when Ion and I started talking about, you know.
You talk about tonight?
That's how it started out. And that's what.
Yeah, I
want to
know. Did you have some revolution of perception or something? Like, do I get a compliment here?
Oh, well. Of course, Bob. I mean,
heck did you come in saying? And your mic's blurry, if you could straighten it out slightly. But what did you say you realized from us? Did you say, I finally had my eyes awakened, and I saw that, I don't know what you saw.
You know what, it was interesting. I was reading out of the Nag Hammadi Library, the Gospel of Thomas, and he was like, once you see things as they are, as it is, then the rest of the mysteries will be revealed, da, 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 da. So,
well, that's bullshit. You can't see things as they are. First of all, you can't see everything what you see is not true.
Great, Bob. So this is that conversation Ion and I had a month ago about the apostles seeing what Christ was doing, and they still at the end, even to the point where Judas, you know, turned them over, etc., still didn't fully believe all of the works. Even they could do the works, right? And so I think that's what this is about, seeing. It is about seeing and getting an understanding, so that in that landscape and understanding
so many
the...
Words. There's too many words.
No.
You can't see, except that point. You can't see what is. That's the hidden enlightenment.
What is it if not seeing? What is it then? What's the word instead of see?
You don't have to worry about it. You're not trying to see anything. No, you're not trying to see anything.
Absolutely.
What revolution did you have when you came in here? Your eyes were open. What was the point your eyes were open about? I mean, I've been arguing with you for fucking 30 years, and you finally admit it today. You just came in and said, my eyes have been open, Bob! That's what it seemed like you were saying. If you didn't say that, let me know. What did you see?
How about this? It was the not pushing against. It's the not pushing against. It isn't me sitting and looking at this world right now and saying, that's fuck, what the hell is going on? It's like sitting back and going, there it is, there's the kid at that, and letting that
there's Dave Worcester,
you know, and letting that just pass through, and then dealing with believing and understanding from all of the media that's gone through my mind.
Yeah.
Pattern recognition, you know, to negotiate that media. And so we do see, we are it, we do, of course we see, we do.
The good news you got to relax and allow about what was going on. You decided not to fight it.
Right.
That's good.
And so, and so, you know, Bob, you have been
extraordinary. I've been extraordinary all these years, Evan. I've been very kind.
Absolutely, extremely, the capacity, Bob, the weirdest capacity is fucking just, there's no word, right? So, and relaxing, allowing Bob's capacity and watching it and all of that is liberation.
Yes. Hear that, Ion? Liberation, Ion.
Yeah.
I'm sulking.
It shouldn't be. Bob, Ion's the...
He should be celebrating the clarity of Bob's life.
Well, I don't know if it was clear. It's still things. It's still a negotiation. I mean, I get the glimmer, you know. I am says it's a glimmer.
When did this happen to you? Driving down to your mother's? When did this happen?
It's been, you know what, since I've come back on my irregular basis, it's just been over the course. It's just been over the course of all these studies and things, you know. It doesn't mean that there won't be it's not that there won't ever be a pushback or setting of footing down. But it would be from a whole different perspective. Because the systems at work what it calls upon you is a whole different methodology of massage. And so it's exciting because it is, you know, Oh Honey That and so much more. There's so much more. So, I mean, it's interesting to think, you know, and that, and so what we see, but there's so much more. So this stuff that's going on now, this kind of pathological behavior and on both ends, it's like something we've seen before. So what is, like you would talk about the mystery, head ground, what's next, I think, is the work to be done, even beyond what we know now. If there's...
Do you know where to go to get my private sessions at Ian and Bob?
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so listen to tonight's when it's posted. There was a lot spelled out tonight.
Twitter says it like this. So Candace Owens didn't get invited to speak with the Republican National Convention, but the St. Louis grand couple did?
That Jack Dorsey, he's a piece of work.
No, we love him.
Comment?
We love him. He's wonderful.
Did you comment on that? Yeah.
Never. No, honey, we prompted it. We prompted it. We love it. But here's why Candace Owens. Okay. First of all, Candace Owens was laying in her bed, nibbling on soda crackers, sipping on Sprite and ginger ale because she's sick as a dog. Okay, but that has nothing to do with this. The reason that she was not allowed to speak at the Republican National Convention is because black people see her as a white supremacist. Okay? And then white people that are Republicans see her as a bright and shiny light.
Light stock and depression for not being.
As a white
people
off,
head,
off
the
what do white
table.
People see her as, Ion?
You're blurry, Bob. Say it again.
What do Republicans see her as?
A white supremacist.
No, that's what black people see her as.
No. No, no, no. That's what the Republicans see her as. So why would they want her to speak? They're trying to get black people to join the Republicans to make them great again. Okay? So you don't want to take someone that that normal black people see as a white supremacist. It would be like having Jim Crow come talk about what how silly these laws are. That ain't who you want to be speaking, you see.
No, she's very clear.
Jim Crow.
She's a very clear speaker. She speaks like what Ion sounds like some of the time.
You're blurry.
She says, take responsibility for yourself. Stop running around and mob fucking nonsense. And get out there and get a job.
That's white. That's white. And the Republican National Convention doesn't need somebody to straighten out the black people. That's why she didn't get invited.
The, I know. The
convention
is not
to straighten
out
the black people.
Black people
yeah, they
do not
would.
Need any more straightened out by white people, but white people could straighten
they need,
out white
they
people.
They need straightened out by Candace. Candace is a perfect speaker for it. She should become the Martin Luther King of our time for the black people. She's clear.
Unfortunately,
she's smart. She's right all the time.
Yeah, but she says she never dreamed. She says I never dreamed. I never had a dream. I just went to work.
That's like Evan went to Maui, spent a year at Maui, all her dreams are crashed, she told me it was fucking boring, she went back to L.A. and became a DJ, or a political activist, or a whack job at the Mr. Brown's UFO conference.
But at least there's human beings in L.A. She's got lots of fodder to play with. There's nobody
to play with in
L.A.
Got a lot of play.
The best you have is a tree. A tree will talk to you a lot in L.A. That's about all there is.
But I remember you not liking Candace Owens a couple of months ago. You didn't like her. Are you changing your point, or you still have your attitude towards her, and you're just wondering why she wasn't at the convention? out of curiosity.
Making the point of how smart the Republicans were.
You're speaking for Evan. I want to hear Evan's response. What are you explaining Evan for? I'm asking Evan why she seems to have an interesting focus.
You've run her off six. You run her off six of the last 11 years, Bob. We were trying to hang on to her just a few more minutes before you send her off the rails again. She's living in California. L.A. County, Bob. She's living in L.A. County.
In hell.
It's 275 degrees. There's no electricity. Or if it is, it's just sketchy and marginal. She can't go get blowed out at the salon. She can't go to the beach. But the sand's so molten hot, she can't walk on the beach anyway. There is no breeze. This idyllic, perfect land is on goddamn fire. And I have a governor who doesn't give a fuck about me or mine. And we've run off all the rich people. Only the poor people are left to pay all the taxes that we're not going to pay anyway. And you're sitting here telling her how you want to hear what she thinks about the situation because she decided to stay in the land of milk and honey. That's really good.
Now, the only thing I would have to say is I am not deciding to stand in the land of milk and honey. My plans are set. And you know what, Ion, tell me about Porto Santo in Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a great place to land? Is that a great place? Do I have fun there? Would that be good?
Yeah. You cut yourself to death there, honey. Ain't no question. That's all good. But the problem is people. People are what defile things. They're the litterers and the philanderers, and if you start mixing people into it, it turns the best of best nasty. I mean, L.A. didn't used to be horrible. San Clemente used to be nice. Palm Beach was okay.
It's funny. I just watched Terminator again. You know, it was made in the 70s, and it made L.A. look like it is today. Homeless crap everywhere, and that was like back in, you know, Schwarzenegger's time. But Porto Santo would have a taint from some of the people there, you're saying?
It's going to lose some of its allure because all the hot spots are going to draw people. When you add people to the beach, that's what makes the beach dirty. It's like Venice. It's nasty. I mean, nasty. Well, since the COVID-19, nobody can come, nobody can go, nobody can do anything. All of the canals cleared up. They're beautiful. They're perfect. It's pristine. It's Venice back in when the florins were being spent there. It was unbelievable. It was fabulous. It was perfect. It was picture perfect. Because when you took people out of the soup, then there wasn't sewage floating in your front yard.
Got it. So, but that's going to happen if I go to Fort Worth, when I go to Fort Worth.
That's true. Now, you can fuck yourself to death in Fort Worth, too. Yeah. That's the fourth word of Fort Worth that crosses your mind. But why not have, why not have both?
Yes.
Swap between the two.
Yes.
Because Fort Worth is a little hot. It's a little hot when you get out. If you go much past the stockyards, which is the best steak in the whole wide world, you're eating in the stockyard. But it's the best steak you'll ever eat in your entire life. If you're going to eat a big old steak, you won't get a better one anywhere for 30 cents. I mean, it's 50 ounces and costs 30 cents. It's unbelievable because it's stockyard. So, that's fine, but it's not so pleasant dead summer, you see. So why not do both? There's nothing wrong. Do that. And that's what we're saying. If you had that ability, capacity, or perfunctory, wow, how nice is that? And then you can go to bomb some air when you want to.
Okay, love it. Hey, Ion, at the end of our conversation a few weeks ago, we talked about Christ and the works in the Gethsemane, 40 days with Satan, and that you were saying that Christ did some works that you would call alien. And I was looking through, you know, the Bible, etc. Alien and strangers came up very often in it, but it made it sound much more provincial, just like resident alien. You're in the land of, you know, the Philistines or something to that effect. Could you speak to the both uses of that term? And I don't know if I saw Christ referenced alien. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but if you look really close at what the scriptures say, there was Mary, she was a virgin, and an angel of the Lord came down to see her, and he knew her, and she became grisly with child. What the hell do you call that? I mean, if they burnt down all of Sodom and Gomorrah because the men wanted to fuck the angels in the butt, and that's what happened to Lot's wife, was because of a bad trip, then damn, you know, you can only imagine how poor Jesus came out of that stoop. So just saying. So that's what the scriptures say. That's what the scriptures say. We're not saying that. We're not precluding that. We're saying that's what the scripture says.
Well, you know what? In talking about Mary, in some of the lost books of the Bible, it talks about her as a child being brought into the temple at three and being raised by an angel until she was...
Children didn't go into the temple. That's not... We can't get to there because they didn't have children. Children can't come into the temple. They can't be covered.
Right.
They have no covering, so they can't go into the temple.
Right. So you're saying that book of Mary has a wrong story in it. It was not a true story.
Well, no. It's not a wrong story. You have to reach past it. It basically was saying that this subset outside the temple, or this land of temple living, not in the temple, that something took her out and prepped her and pimped her to get angel fucked so she could bring forth the Messiah. And see, the Catholic Church, sorry to bring the Catholic Church up, see, this Mother Mary is this Holy Mother of God something. Holy Mother of God! You know, that we hear that sometimes too ourselves, so it happens. But then it's too much that moves her saintly. Or basically it confirms the story when the woman was found in adultery and they were going to stone her, because that was what their right was. That was the right. You know, that's how it goes. And they're standing up there, and Jesus comes up there, and he's like, oh, my God, this is getting bad. Let me get her. So he stops this proceeding to stone this woman found in adultery, and he turns around, and he stands up, and he says, ye who be without sin, cast the first stone. And everybody looked down, and they're like, oh, my God, you know what, Jesus, he really got something going on here. And so he looked down, they looked down and thought it had worked. And he looked out in the horizon, this dark spot, this huge boulder from the back of the crowd comes over, flying over everybody's head, comes over, and one stone smacks this woman. There was not even so much as a greasy spot left where it absolutely demolished this woman. And guess what Jesus said? Jesus looked at the crowd and he stomped his foot and he said, oh, mother.
Man, don't ever bring her to a stoning.
She was sinless, according to them. Well, that's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. They're riddled with them. This virginal birth isn't such a big deal, apparently. They're putting hymens back together everywhere, huh?
And also Sarah, right?
Sarah was, the baby, sure. She was barren. She was barren and had a baby, which is even worse.
Yeah, she was old.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not, that's, you know, 100 is the new 30 these days, so you know, it's no big deal.
You
get your magnesium
question.
Right, you can get it.
Right. Take a lot of magnesium baths. And you know what, in looking at the kingdom or the line of Judah and the line of Israel, does that have to do with, was there a break in the line because Isaac, who is a major patriarch, Abraham wasn't his natural father. Sarah had sex with an angel and has Isaac, and Isaac brings Jacob, and that brings the 12 tribes. And so does that mean that is an angelic line? What does that mean for the 12 families?
The Joseph, that's the Joseph aspect, because they don't see that as being differential. They see all birds in the way that wave from the Benjamites, from the Benjamin side, and Ephraim, from those sides, they come from the body, what they call the body of God, not Christ, but the body of God, and that those tribes are representative of this larger dynamic. They think they all have this special. Have you ever met a Jew who thought they were less than? No, they spent all day, every day, long time about how they were penetrated. They were less than. They had to fight. They had to kill, maim, destroy. They still have to fight. They have to fight to live one more day. They have to move heaven and earth. And because they add really good and they're really good with money, then they're able to survive. And that's the only way they make it. And that's how they're superior, kind of thing. See, and that's the thing. Right. They're little in number, but great in capacity. And they'll tell you faster than anybody that Jesus saves, but Moses invests.
We'll talk about rebelling just from the little bit ingracious in their actions, that unrequited love, as the tale of the Old Testament is amazing.
If you want unrequited love, though, you need to go to Song of Solomon. Ooh, yes.
Okay.
That'll teach a Lebesian woman how to love. You get the Song of Solomon, honey.
So when you were saying that some of the acts that Christ did were alien, does that mean that he was doing what the very same powers that the angels can do, but at a much higher level, or I mean, because
you need to follow Dr. Carolyn Dean, because some of the stuff she's doing now is just off the charts. I mean, it literally. Do you get it that she has closed Maui physically? So it's not no longer do you decide if you want to go or not. You ain't going.
Well, what did you say she did to Maui? What did she do to Maui?
Closed it. She closed it. But not completely. She can still get stuff into Costco. They're still restocking the Costco. And Hilo Hattie's. They're still getting... They're still stocking Hilo Hattie's, and that's all you need. After that, you can buy your trinkets for the tourists that aren't coming. It's good.
Okay. So, follow call.
No. Wait. What we're trying to say is the thing you're discussing in theory, she's doing practicing. She's engaged.
Yes.
And Bob doesn't even know. He doesn't have a clue. He can't figure it out. He just asks questions, and she says nothing. She's just coy. Karen's rarely coy. But these days, she's got this shitting grin like, and she don't have to do a thing, and it still works out. It's for the first time that the power's actually being applied. And therefore, in it, power begets power. And so if you have the right power, you're not asking these questions, you know. And when you know, all of a sudden it gets easier. Now, that derivative is the thing sometimes. that allows the human meat sack body to make reparations. Do you know what steroids are?
They're part of testosterone, part of a hormone.
Well, it's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. But what it does is you inject it into your body, and it tricks your body into thinking that it feels better. And in the tricking of the body that makes it feel better, you move and get past the condition that's got you less than. You know, you have a bad arm, right. So they'll give you steroids, and then it makes you fat and makes you eat and makes you sick and all that kind of blah, blah, runs you sugar crazy. It's just insane what it does to you all the way around the whole circle. But it allows you to move your arm, and once you move your arm, then you don't have the problem anymore, and you can get past it. And that's what they're supposed to do, and in fact, that's the case. So what happens here is it tricks you into thinking you're better. You're not, but it tricks you into thinking you're better. And so it works like steroids.
What does?
It sneaks it up on you.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Diane?
A conversation.
No,
you're not. A conversation. Yes.
Well, she didn't know what you're talking about. She goes, what? Like, what's the noun?
Hold on, let me figure it out, please. And so what part of our conversation is making who feel better when they're not? Who's on steroids?
Okay, the steroid is the drug that does that. That's what's happening to the same conditioned responses for the tribes, for the people, for this unabated, unabashed position that's less than, more than, over than. It tricks you into thinking you're better when you're not. And it's the outcome or the fallout.
And that's what's happening to Carolyn. That's what's happening to Carolyn. We start off talking about Carolyn as the most powerful person, new dimensions, so now we learn that Carolyn's deluding herself. That's what your logic led to. So, Evan, years ago...
Hold it. I wanted to ask. I wanted to hear Ion's response to that.
Oh, we were just whispering sweet peace. It's kind of like when you try something and you don't know if you can do it or not, and you just try it, and then you try it again, and then you try it again, and all of a sudden it works. Then all of a sudden it does it. Then, you know, you quit crawling and you become a walker. So you're deluded in the thoughts of thinking you can walk. How delusional is it that you can walk? You can't walk on 2 feet, for God's sake. You're not a chimpanzee, for Pete's sake. You can't do that, swing off trees and move mountains and do that kind of stuff. How deluded you must be to think such a thing. How ridiculous. But you don't know. You don't know. You don't know. You do a little bit, do a little bit, do a little bit. And apparently you dilute yourself to such a degree that it's normal. And
why are you talking
care.
About this? Why are you talking about this delusion?
Oh, can I? He's just explaining something, Bob, please.
What is he explaining?
And so, well, I'm trying.
How
I'm letting
Carolyn
if we
is.
Let him finish, I'll be able to understand.
How what deluded that? Carolyn is. That's right.
Yeah, how deluded Carolyn is. She's so deluded that she's moving the rubber tree plant. She didn't know it was impossible. She's so busy, deluded, thinking she can do it that she does it. And now she's doing it. And so if that's delusion, good. Yeah, not put us in, coach. We're ready to play. And she's not looking at anything about that. She's not turning around to see what Twitter thinks about it.
Right.
That's
yeah, that's,
but hey, she ain't crowded, and she ain't crowded on her walk to the beach. Just Jorge and Julio and the ones that chop the bougainvillea because it grows pretty hot there often. So they have to constantly prune it because it's always growing.
Right. And so that comes back to, I mean, that. So what is that key in that one ingredient then is what, in an old word, faith? An old word, I don't give a shit, which is the to make sure that there's no distance, there's no look back, there's no worried about Twitter? What is that ion that when you are applying, like, you know, you're saying Carolyn's doing the keys in the airs, boom, right?
Well, and yeah. Well, that's not all. That's not all. But that's a lot. That's a lot. She's taking it personal,
yes.
And that's what you kind of have to do. You got to get your oxygen mask on first before you start helping everybody else. Because otherwise, you become a hypocrite like Bob. That's what you become. Do what I said I thought I did, but I didn't know I did, that I'm in charge of, but I